Good morning, and thank you for standing by. At this time, I would like to inform everyone today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I will now introduce today's conference leader, Mr. Brad Willard. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and thanks to anyone who's taking the time to review this material. What we want to do today is give you some information and point you to some resources we have available for you around the Tivoli Business Services Manager offering. For our partners, we think this is a great space with a lot of opportunity. We've seen steady penetration and growth moving up the value stack from resource monitoring to composite application monitoring to consolidated operations management, event correlation, event enrichment. And we think the next stage for our partners and for your customers is to get to the business service manager or management level where you can actually start taking the empirical data and operational data you're collecting and translate that into line of business intelligence and really identify where your business services are falling short, your most important services, where they could be improved. So what we're going to do today is walk you through some of the high-level information on this, point you to some resources that we have available around this, and hopefully get you started on doing well and selling with TBSM. So if you move to the second slide, this is an overview of the material that we have here. So as I mentioned earlier, with our partner community, we've definitely seen a lot of traction and a lot of success at the lower end of the value stack. Where we'd like to push you guys and promote more opportunities for you is around line of business intelligence, getting, like I said earlier, the operational data and translating that into something that can help you be more focused or help your customers be more focused in the business that they're driving and get more return on the investment that they've made not only in TBSM, but the resource monitoring tools they've got in place. So the summary of this play is at the top there. We want to raise awareness in the partner community and want to point you to the resources that we have for you around this. We want to enable you to market, sell, and deploy TBSM and TBSM solutions. And also look at TBSM as not only the culmination of investments in resource monitoring and event correlation investment, but also as a lead-in to come in with TBSM, show the value there regardless of what the operational tools underneath are, and then maybe move down the Tivoli value stack with that. So the target partner audience for this is really any IBM business partner who's selling in the automation space, who's working with data centers or enterprises, mid-market customers, who have critical resources that need to monitor and that they'd like to be able to get a line of business view as opposed to just an operational view of individual resources. So it's not specific. You see the target companies, customers, and pains. It's not specific to large enterprises. It's not specific to the mid-market or SMB. TBSM does generally require a larger investment than some of the just more simple resource monitoring tools. So you're going to be wanting to go after customers who have budget for this kind of stuff, but also for customers who see the value of this. Depending on the type of business a company is in, online transaction, revenue-generating companies, they're going to see the value of having a TBSM or a BSM solution. So we don't want you to feel limited to only going after large enterprises with this. It's really what partner is going to, or what customer is going to understand the value of putting this BSM layer on top of their operational monitoring. They're the ones that you want to approach with this and where you're most likely to have success around this. The offering that we're going to be focusing on today is Tivoli Business Services Manager. We have more of an internal note here with a program linkage. Everything we're going to be talking about today ties into and fits into the dynamic infrastructure messaging that you'll see coming from Tivoli and from IBM. You can think of that as sort of high-level air cover. We're talking about a lot of broad solutions under the Dynamic Infrastructure Program, but this is a specific component of that, that if you're getting questions from potential customers around IBM's advertising or messaging with dynamic infrastructure, with energy efficiency, with all those things, TBSM has a play in those. And what we're going to be doing at the Tivoli level is obviously tracking our revenue against our overall TBSM objectives. We expect that our partners will be doing the same with this. We want this to be a successful play for you, but we also want to be able to go back and tweak it and make improvements and adjust and adapt it as we get feedback from the partner community on what's working, what's not working, what messaging is resonating with your customers, what's falling flat. So this is going to be an iterative play or set of materials for you. So it's very important that as you take this stuff out to your potential customer base, that you stay in touch with your Tivoli team, with your coverage sales rep, with myself, with Clayton Ching, who I'll be introducing here shortly. Let us know how we can make this better and make it more effective for you. And for the partner community, I mentioned some of the people you should be working with. Also, letting us know what's going on with the materials we have on the Knowledge Center, if these are valuable materials, if the collateral out there is not helping you close these deals or gain traction with this customer base. Again, the iterative nature of this, we want to make sure that we're providing value for you, that you're getting value out of this, and ultimately that what we're putting out there is helping you drive and close sales. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Clayton Ching. Clayton is one of the product managers on our BSM portfolio team. He's going to walk you through kind of the meat of this, and then I'm going to come back at the end and talk to the last couple slides. So, Clayton?
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate that a lot. That was a nice introduction. And everyone on the call, I appreciate you for being on here. So if you move to slide 3, please. Business service management ties everything together. And the illustration on slide 3 indicates just on the back of a whiteboard or on a whiteboard, business service management deals with business views. And the fact that the title really indicates everything, it ties everything together. So not only does it tie together your IT, your technology components, but also ties together and brings in your business components as well. So what we're providing you with is, in this illustrated point on slide 3, is the fact that, yes, we can bring together your performance statistics, your automation, a lot of your infrastructure components such as your monitoring, your scheduling, your security, and all those very specialized components that a lot of us in IT are already familiar with, but also the elements of your business. So you want to know whether or not your business is doing well. You want to know if your services are doing well. You want to know if your services need improvement. You want to know if these services are being impacted in any way at all. So what we're doing there with BSM is, in fact, tying together everything together within your business element. So not only the business constructs, but also your IT constructs as well. And presenting that to any particular user or persona that might be in a company. So a user may be a IT operations person. A user might be a line of business manager. A user could be an executive, an IT executive, or a business executive. So these types of personas can benefit from BSM in a variety of different ways, but by understanding what is important to them. Let's move on to slide number 4. Slide number 4 is your basic definition of business service management. Business service management is a top-down approach to IT service management. And I think that very first line reveals a lot about what is business service management, or BSM for example. I think from a standpoint of what are some of the quick lines that you can deliver on what is business service management is simply, it links IT to the business. Or you can simply say, it bridges the gap between IT and business. So no longer are we operating in separate silos, the IT organization or the business organization, but business service management really brings those two elements together, which is what it should be, because these two elements should be there to support each other. Let's go on to slide 5. Slide 5 now shows what is TBSM, or Tivoli Business Service Manager. The first two prior slides really were definitional slides or illustrating what is business service management. So how do we make a reality of what business service management is, right? How do we make it real? And that you can make real by using Tivoli Business Service Manager or using, of course, the acronym TBSM. Here you have an example of what TBSM could look like in many organizations. Now, we all know that a technology like this is very flexible. We can create different looks. We can create different feels. We can create different dashboards with different personas. We want to understand that from the overall standpoint, though, it is integrated visibility and, more importantly, context. Context is extremely important in business service management because we're going to relate what is going on in your environment or in the customer's environment to a specific business service. And more important, and of course, I want to point out the fact that the dashboard does not need to be applied to a specific workstation or a projector illustration. It can also exist on a mobile device, such as a PDA you see on the right-hand corner of the screen. An example here, where you see an example of a Blackboard, a BlackBerry. Well, in effect, that a dashboard can exist in many different ways, whether it exists on a workstation or whether it exists within a PDA, it is still a dashboard. And it still is a way of revealing what is happening from a business context and an IT context on a particular display. So you can see on the right-hand side, we have many different types of dashboards, role-based dashboards, line of business, operations management, operators, highly customizable. If you need to, you can right-click on a specific element within one of the boxes or in one of the frames, and you can then launch in context to drill deeper into a specific product for greater problem determination. The product also reveals itself in a real-time as well as historical nature. It can report across multiple KPIs from event performance standpoint, as well as web and mobile support. So what's key here is that it really provides us with a full integrated visibility and context. Let's move on to slide 6, please. Before I hand this over to Brad, I just want to indicate a few value propositions that we have within the IBM solutions for Tivoli Business Service Management. One thing is more important is that we leverage our products as well as third-party tools probably better than most other our competitors in the market today. Our integration is second to none. Very, very tight integration across our portfolio. We can provide mean time to resolution across multiple domains. So we're very intelligent. We provide automation analysis as well as context-level drill down. We have add-on capabilities for closed-loop end-to-end service management. And the key to that fourth bullet down is end-to-end, because not only do we provide you with the ability to provide with distributed platforms, but also Z platforms or Z platforms, mainframes, as well as your network. So we provide full extensibility across a customer's environment. And, of course, IBM's proven leadership, market leadership. We have thousands of customers across this product line that have implemented in production worldwide these solutions. So Tivoli Business Manager solutions provide an integrated visibility, control automation, operations, for anybody that needs help to improve efficiency, help you reduce costs, and assurance of services. Well, thank you. Having said that, what I'd like to do is turn over the next slide and one of our final slides back over to Brad to take you all the way back to the conclusion.
Okay, thanks a lot, Clayton. That was very good, and I think for those of you listening, that gave you a very good overview of our BSM value prop, our BSM messaging, and how we'd like to wrap up today is with a call to action and then some resources that we can point you to. One key thing to take from what Clayton was just talking about, too, is when you look at the capabilities of our BSM solution, we believe, and analysts believe, and customers tell us this, too, that we are functionally at par or better than, and more capable or as capable or more capable than what our competitors are offering in this space today. And when you combine that with the additional reach we have, as we talked about earlier, with consolidated operations management, with managing individual resources, being able to manage network components, the total package that Tivoli brings in the availability space is unparalleled, and especially when you talk about the business service management aspect of that. So if you keep that in mind as we get to these last couple slides, slide 7, what we really want to do here is help you identify the right way and the right person to approach if you think you have a BSM opportunity. There's really two ways to come at this. One is through the operations center team, the people who are dealing with the apps, the servers, the resources in the data center or the IT resources that are available to their company. The other is at the higher level, through the execs who are responsible for overall performance and for making sure that the lines of business that they're running, the business applications are available, and those applications are relying on the resources we talked about. They're not going to be as involved in managing a server or an application on a server, but they're getting reports on availability of the overall system, so they're the other target audience to go after. When we talk about the operations center side of this, the opportunity to look for is, call it DSM-aware operations center managers, so people who've made the investment in a set of tools to help them most efficiently and effectively run their data center, but they're looking to go beyond just, is my server up or down, is my app up or down, is my network segment up or down. They want to be able to identify which resources are participating in which line of business systems and improve the performance of the critical systems and provide critical IT support to those systems when they go down. An example would be if you've got a company that's running an online ordering system for their product, and they're also running an HR benefits enrollment system. If both those systems are underperforming or if both of them need assistance or someone to come and take a look at why they're underperforming, you want to focus your resources on the one that's making you money and that's critical to your business. And if all you're seeing is my server A is down and server B is down, you don't know how to make that call. So if you can find an operations center manager who's aware of the importance of making those determinations and those prioritizations, that's a great selling opportunity for TBSM. If you're talking about the higher level person, the CEO, the CIO, the CTO, they're the ones who are at the top end of this saying, why is my online ordering system slow? Why am I having people drop off mid-transaction? Why aren't they completing these transactions? They're the ones who are going to see the value not only of being able to get the line of business view and not necessarily look at the individual resources, but point out to their operations people that their system's underperforming. But also they're going to be interested in getting more detailed information around key performance indicators, tracking performance of their systems over time, mapping that, graphing that, doing GUI interfaces with that, doing graphic illustrations so that they can see that they can report that up to the CIO if necessary. So they're certainly going to be aware of and interested in the benefits of a TBSM system, and they're going to be a key target for you as well. And one last point on this slide, you see the various industries that we have down there. DSM is not an industry-specific play. As I mentioned earlier, it's not a size of your customer play. It's really for any potential customer who has the need, the desire, or is sophisticated enough to recognize the value of making an investment in a BSM solution so they can start getting this less granular but more tied to a line of business or a particular set of business processes. If they have that intelligence, they're going to be a great target for you regardless of their size, regardless of their industry. And we'll close today with slide 8. You see here we have links to a set of resources that are intended to help you as you go through the BSM selling process, from awareness and interest on the part of your customer to consideration and then actually progressing the deal to the point of talking about bids, responding to bids, doing proof of concepts. I urge you to look at these, click on these links, look at the materials there, make yourself aware of what resources we have for you to help close these deals. And if there's anything missing or things you think you need or general feedback you'd like to share with us, we ask that you get that back to us as well. I mentioned my name is Brad Willard. I'm the channel sales manager for the availability products. Clayton Ching, also on this call, is on the product management side of this. I urge you to reach out to us, work with your IBM account team. They can certainly get in touch with us, and they can certainly give you guidance as to additional resources or provide initial contacts for you. But I want you to leave this call today and have hopefully a better understanding of what our BSM products do, how they fit into our overall service availability and performance management story, and how you can go out with TBSM and with the rest of these products and sell more deals, sell bigger deals, and drive more customer satisfaction. So with no further ado, again, thank you very much for your time, and wish you good and happy selling.